Next week, more than 50,000 people are expected to camp in Nevada's Black Rock Desert for the Burning Man Festival. There'll be towering fire sculptures, elaborate neo-Victorian costumes, and LED light displays. And to top it off, a few performance artists will also showcase pieces of their new rock opera about Burning Man. It's called How to Survive the Apocalypse, and it's designed for the burner curious, people who've never been to Burning Man but are thinking about it. April Demboski reports.
The opera about Burning Man begins much like a first-timer's trip to the Black Rock Desert might.
Commercial vending, drugs, alcohol,
M-80s, fireworks, and rockets,
and all other explosives prohibited.
By reading the disclaimer on the back of the ticket.
And by reading this ticket, you voluntarily assume the risk of serious injury or death. That's right, we said death.
The idea for the show began on a late summer's night at Burning Man when a bunch of burners got to talking.
In line at the porta potties.
They figured.
The only way to capture this festival is in opera.
Rock opera, to be precise. Librettist Eric Davis says he hopes theirs will be the hair of the new millennium.
I think it actually is a great medium to communicate things about an alternative culture. It forces you to be more accessible and open and melodic and catchy.
Composer Mark Nichols drew from a range of musical styles to write the score, from Igor Stravinsky to Jesus Christ Superstar.
When you have a voice singing by itself and then you have the whole band go bop and it's a very rock sound, you're immediately going to think of that.
So that's why we came to fry our brains in the sun. So you could ogle the bass. Is that what you call fun? Are these folks really that free? Or are they just running away?
The story follows three newbies on their first adventure to Burning Man. An older woman whose husband left her, and a younger couple, Brooke and Bud. Director Christopher Fulling explains how Bud is an archetypal first-timer.
Guy hears about this thing, sees the pictures of this sort of like sexual utopia of little raver chicks, and then, you know, basically drags his highly suspicious wife or girlfriend there. And then on the playa, things go horribly wrong.
Horrible dust storms, a bad acid trip. Then Bud's girlfriend has a playa affair with another woman. But Bud doesn't run home complaining. Something about Burning Man makes him want to engage with the challenge. Librettist Eric Davis says the opera is trying to highlight this theme of Burning Man.
From the outside, it just looks like a crazy hedonistic party. And in some ways, it is a crazy hedonistic party. But within that, it has the potential for a lot of really transformative experiences and a kind of seriousness.
It's this nuanced picture of Burning Man that Davis hopes the opera will project to audiences around the country. He has visions of a nationwide tour.
What we want to do is be able to kind of bring a slice of Burning Man on the road by drawing sort of a whole troupe of art cars and performance artists and veggie oil activists and the kinds of folks that are attracted to Burning Man and sort of have like a traveling, almost like a circus.
Replicating Burning Man on stage will always be imperfect, especially when so many venues prohibit nudity and fire sculpture. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski.
We can see the flames all the way down in town.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.